Uman Khan, Case 13, Deshan, Bowls in Hand. The case. One day, Deshan went to the dining hall with his bowls in his hand. Shui Feng asked him, "Where are you going with your bowls, old man? The bell hasn't rung and the drum hasn't sounded." Deshan went back to his room. Shui Feng told Yan Dao about this. Yan Dao said, "As great as he is, Deshan still doesn't know the last word." Deshan heard about the conversation between Shui Feng and Yan Dao. He sent for Yan Dao and asked, "Don't you approve of this old man?" Yan Dao leaned over and whispered something into Deshan's ear. Deshan remained silent. When Deshan sat before the Sangha next time, his Dharma talk was different. Yan Dao rose from his seat and went to the front of the hall. He laughed loudly and said, "How wonderful! Our old man finally knows the last word. Now, no one on earth can beat him. And yet, Deshan has only three more years to live." And Deshan died in 3 years. Muman's comments. As for the last word of Zen, neither Yan Dao nor Deshan has ever heard of it, even in a dream. When I examine it carefully, they are like puppets set on a shelf. Reflections. This time I will not offer any commentary on interpretations of the koan. Instead, I will engage in a leisurely circumambulation of the koan, looking at this and that, ruminating. If you are interested, you may also look up the little booklet found elsewhere on this website called On Koan Study, and there you'll find what I mean by circumambulating a koan. In various translations, there are different spellings of the names of the players of this koan. Toksan equals Taishan or Deshan, who was 81 years old at the time of this koan. Zeppo or Shui Feng was also Tenzo, was 41 years old. And Ganto or Yan Dao was 35 years old. Who was Deshan? He was a contemporary of Lin Qi. He was a famous roughhouse Zen master who gave 30 blows of the stick no matter what answer was given. He was the conceited Diamond Sutra scholar, embarrassed by the question of a mere female innkeeper, and therefore burnt all his books. Here are some of the koans in which Deshan appears or is cited. Case 24, Entangling Vines. A monk asked Mian Xianji, "What is the meaning of Deshan carries his bowls?" The master answered, "No meaning." "Then why," asked the monk, "did Deshan carry his bowls down from the monk's hall?" "If he wants to go, he goes. If he wants to sit, he sits," Mian replied. From the Muman Khan, koan number 28. Deshan visited Lung Dan and questioned him sincerely, far into the night. It grew late, and Lung Dan said, "Why don't you retire?" Deshan made his bows and lifted the blinds to withdraw, but was met by darkness. Turning back, he said, "It's dark outside." Lung Dan lit a paper candle and handed it to Deshan. Deshan was about to take it when Lung Tan blew it out. At this, Tung Shan had sudden realization and made bows. Lung Tan said, "What truth did you discern?" Deshan said, "From now on, I will not doubt the words of an old priest who is renowned everywhere under the sun." The next day, Lung Tan took the high seat before his assembly and said, "I see a brave fellow among you monks. His fangs are like a sword tree. His mouth is like a blood bowl. Give him a blow and he won't turn his head. Someday he will climb the highest peak and establish our way there. Desham brought his notes on the Diamond Sutra before the Dharma Hall and held up a torch, saying, "Even though you have exhausted the abstruse doctrines, it is like placing a hair in vast space. Even though you have learned all the secrets of the world, it is like letting a single drop of water fall into an enormous valley." And he burnt up all his notes. Then, making his bows, he took leave of his teacher. More on the final word. Case 179, Entangling Vines. Woman Huikai commented on the koan Deshan carries his bowls. "As for the final word, neither Yan Dao nor Deshan have ever given it a thought. If you look closely, it is like a puppet show. The verse, if you understand the first word, you understand the final word. But first or final, it is not a word." Note, Yamamoto comments by citing the koan, "As the Buddha was about to enter Parinirvana, Manjushri asked him to turn the wheel of the Dharma one more time. The Buddha admonished him, saying, 'For 49 years I have dwelt in the world, but I have yet to preach a single word.'" In the Blue Cliff Record, Case 51, Yan Dao comments, "If you wish to know the final word, just this. When Shui Feng was living in a hut, there were two monks who came to pay their respects. Seeing them coming, he pushed open the door of the hut with his hand, popped out and said, 'What is it?' A monk also said, 'What is it?' Feng lowered his head and went back inside the hut. Later, the monk came to Yan Dao. Dao asked, 'Where are you coming from?' The monk said, 'I've come from Lin Yan.' Dao said, 'Did you ever go to Shui Feng?' The monk said, 'I went there.' Dao said, 'What did he have to say?' The monk told the preceding story. Dao said, 'What did he say?' The monk said, 'He said nothing.' He lowered his head and went back inside the hut. Dao said, 'Alas, it's too bad I didn't tell him the last word before. If I had told him, no one on earth could cope with old Shui.' At the end of the summer, the monk again brought up the preceding story to ask for instructions. Dao said, 'Why didn't you ask earlier?' The monk said, 'I didn't dare to be casual.' Dao said, 'Though Shui Feng is born of the same lineage as me, he doesn't die in the same lineage as me. If you want to know the last word, just this is it.'" The Blue Cliff Record, Case 28. Nanchuan went to see Master Nirvana of Pai Chi Mountain. Chang asked, "Have all the sages since antiquity had a truth that they haven't spoken for people?" Chuan said, "They have." Chang said, "What is the truth that hasn't been spoken for people?" Chuan said, "It's not mine. It's not Buddha. It's not anything." Chang said, "You said it." Chuan said, "I am just thus. What about you, teacher?" Chang said, "I'm not a great man of knowledge either. How would I know whether it has been spoken or not?" Chuan said, "I don't understand." Chang said, "I've already spoken too much for you." And here's the Shima Yama Subiko Kudo translation of Muman's poem. "If you understand the first word of Zen, you will know the last word. The last word or the final word. It is not a word." A key phrase in the koan is, "Knows the last word. And this is variously translated as realize the last word, knows the last sentence, knows the final word, literally the word after the end, the word beyond all words. Grasp the last word of Zen, knows the last word, understands the last word, not yet knows the last word, got hold of the last word. This leads me to the following questions. What is the last word? Are the first word, last word, shadows of other pairs like reality absolute, form, emptiness, yin, yang, etc.? What did Yan Dao whisper or secretly reveal to Deshan? Why in secret? Is it a secret word? Is there a secret word? What about Shakyamuni's open hand rather than a closed fist or secret word? What about Yan Dao's prophecy that Deshan had only 3 more years to live? And indeed, Deshan died 3 years after the prophecy. What does the prophecy have to do with the koan? What does Deshan's death have to do with the koan? In my first rewrite, I omitted it. Eiken Roshi also admits it. In what way was Deshan's Dharma talk different? Why did Yan Dao whisper to Deshan? Did he whisper because others were in the room and he didn't want them to hear? What was so secret that it required a secret? Or was it a plot hatched by Yan Dao? Did Deshan agree to the plot with his silence? Does Mumon comments about Yan Dao and Deshan being like puppets on a stage give rise to the theory that they were in cahoots? If so, cahoots about what? And who is pulling the strings of the puppets? And so I have finished my circumambulating ruminations, finished chewing the cud of this koan. Now it's time to let the koan work on me, chew me into a cud, and maybe spit me out. For more leads into how to work with koans, see the booklet I mentioned earlier on koan study. Deshan one day went to the dining hall with his bowls in his hand. Shui Feng asked him, "Where are you going with your bowls, old man? The bell hasn't rung and the drum hasn't sounded." Deshan went back to his room. Shui Feng told Yan Dao about this. Yan Dao said, "As great as he is, Deshan still doesn't know the last word." Deshan heard about the conversation between Shui Feng and Yan Dao. He sent for Yan Dao and asked, "Don't you approve of this old man?" Yan Dao leaned over and whispered something into Deshan's ear. Deshan remained silent. When Deshan sat before the Sangha next time, his Dharma talk was different. Yan Dao rose from his seat and went to the front of the hall. He laughed loudly and said, "How wonderful! Our old man finally knows the last word. Now, no one on earth can beat him. And yet Deshan has only 3 more years to live." And Deshan died in 3 years.